Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. Planned Parenthood spent $15 million to re-elect Obama. Planned Parenthood spent $15 million to re-elect Obama. Stephen Urnteilt is the author of this article from LifeNews.com. The Planned Parenthood abortion business is jubilant about another 4 years of the United States under the helm of the most pro-abortion president in history. Although Planned Parenthood credits women's issues, one women's group says that it's not why Obama won. Cecilia Richards, president of Planned Parenthood Action Forum Fund, commented in the Obama victory. This is a resounding victory for women. More than ever before, women's health was a decisive issue in this election. Americans today voted to ensure that women will have access to affordable health care and be able to make their own medical decisions, she said. This election sends a powerful and unmistakable message to members of Congress and state legislations all around the country that the American people do not want politicians to meddle in our personal medical decisions, and that politicians demean and dismiss women at their own peril. Richards said ads about women's health issues aired 46,000 times, an increase of 350% since 2008. Throughout the campaign, these issues have presented one of the starkest contrasts between President Obama and Mitt Romney. Obama vowed to fully implement the Affordable Care Act and to ensure that millions of women get preventive care at no cost, require insurance companies to cover birth control, protect funding for Planned Parenthood and federal family planning programs, and to protect access to safe and legal abortion. Romney took the opposite position on all these issues and then tried unsuccessfully to cast himself as a more moderate on women's health in the final weeks of the campaign, Planned Parenthood said. Well, since we know, this is my commentary, since we know that Planned Parenthood receives approximately $1 million a day, $1 million a day in government assistance, it is a great investment on their behalf to spend $15 million to secure $365 million times 4 years, or $1,400 million. And if my math is right, I don't think we call it $1,400 million. I think we call it $1.4 billion. $1.4 billion over the life of the next 4 years. Now, let me just go on record right now as saying that I, as a Christian, have a responsibility to pray for my president and to submit to his authority as the God-ordained leader. But that does not mean that I, as a pastor and a preacher of the Word of God, do not also have a responsibility to engage the culture on issues that are clearly moral. Moral issues. And the aborting of babies in the womb is a moral issue. It is not a political issue. And every single Christian needs to recognize their responsibility to vote according to this moral issue. Moreover, let me encourage my African American brothers and sisters in Christ, and especially my African American brothers who are pastors of churches, to consider the fact that the baby that is aborted the most in the womb of a mother in these Planned Parenthood clinics all over the United States are African Americans, black babies. So while Planned Parenthood is bragging about the fact that the pro-women's health president was reelected, may we in the sermonaudio.com listening audience recognize that this same president, for the last 3 3/4 years,
has done nothing to speak to the issue of black mothers aborting black babies at a higher percentage than any other ethnicity in the United States. And the reality is that the black ethnicity is not growing. It's not. The black ethnicity, the African American community, is struggling beyond measure with marriage, struggling beyond measure with finishing high school, struggling beyond measure with college, struggling beyond measure with unemployment, struggling with multiple pregnancies from various men, and many, many, many babies aborted. The statistics, if you will just take the time to do a little bit of research, just Google it, you will be shocked with the statistics. This is not an issue of prejudice. In fact, the reason I, as a white male, am speaking to this issue is because I care about black babies. And I do not hear very many black pastors speaking to this issue, and I do not understand why. Nor do I understand why our black president is not speaking to this issue. An issue that impacts his ethnicity more than any other issue. And especially, I'm going to argue, the future of his ethnicity. What are we to make of this? What are we to make of the fact that Planned Parenthood spent $15 million in advertising to make sure that their politician was elected? What are we to make of the fact that the two politicians that made blunders with regard to rape and their articulation of God's will, neither of which were elected? Is this not an indication of the moral depravity of our nation? Is it not the indication of the moral depravity? What are we to make of the fact that the state of Colorado voted by the populace, the people voted to legalize gay marriage and legalize smoking of marijuana? The church is not doing what the church must do. I'm not talking about engaging in political issues. I'm talking about teaching the Word of God, teaching the moral law that governs all believers. The article goes on to say, as we have said, American women do not vote single issues, she told Life News. That means that they do not vote only on the issue of abortion, nor do they vote only on the issue of the economy. Today, Concerned Women for America members continue to fight to save our nation from a crippling $16 trillion debt. We will work to preserve religious freedom in the courts and Congress. We will support a strong military and their ability to keep our nation safe. We will fight to protect unborn and families, fight the evil of sex trafficking, she said. We are clearly a divided nation. Women of faith, both evangelical and Catholic, voted their values, but we did not have the conversation needed to convince our friends and neighbors. In fact, what's very interesting is that you'd study the voting, the exit polling data. If you were a married woman, there is a much greater chance that you would vote anti-abortion. If you were a single woman, there's a strong possibility that you were voting for Barack Obama. I find that very interesting. In so much as to say that less are marrying, more are remaining single. And so what will that say about the future? Meanwhile, the abortion business also admitted it spent $15 million in its effort to secure a victory for Obama. Well, it got its victory. It got its victory. And the question I have as we contemplate God's judgment on America, as we consider the possibility that four more years is part of God's judgment, and we consider the fact that for the next 4 years, nothing, very little, perhaps nothing, will be done to reduce the number of abortions occurring in the African American community occurring from white single women, I want to ask this question. Which of those babies that we abort were destined to discover cures, to solve problems, to preach the gospel? Now, I know God's sovereign, but I also know that we reap what we sow, and that there is an amazing tension in the will, in the Word of God, between God's sovereignty and man's human responsibility. Just contemplate that for a moment with me. Which African American baby, girl, or boy will be aborted today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, that could discover an alternative fuel source, that could discover a cure for diabetes, that could discover, and you know what? I could go on and on. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.